Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day, Lord. Another opportunity to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. It says, serve the Lord with gladness, not dragging our feet when we come to the house of the Lord. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. He gave us all. We want to give him all and lay our life even down for the brethren. According to the scripture, having compassion on one another, loving one another as we see the age close. Lord, we thank you for bringing us together in fellowship. There could be a thousand people who could have been at this hour, but by divine providence, we are together in fellowship in the Lord Jesus, in the presence of the Lord. Father, we worship and we thank you for the great blessing you have put in our life, Lord. No, not unto us, Lord, unto you. Father, the glory, majesty, dominion, and honor who have chosen us in you before the world began. Lord, we thank thee, Lord. So we know you are here. How do we know? Your word says so. That's all we need. God's word says so, and we believe it. So thank you for being here, the God of glory. Even the old heart is just for you a footstool. And yet, you are in the midst of us. You are in us. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So thank you this morning. Singing and the Lord is exalted. Even inhabit our praises. How blessed we are. So as we read your word this morning, Lord, we trust you that you will yet even bless us even more. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Prophecy is marching on, and our brother just said what we are. Prophecy is marching on. Like you said all over the world. Name it. Luke 21, Matthew 24. And you and I are destined to live in this age where these things are happening and so forth. From all that he has said, we see the fire in Hawaii and some of that. Right now, about 2,000 plus have perished in Morocco or earthquake. That's right. And they are counting. As of yesterday, about 2,000 plus have perished in Morocco.
It's recent.
It's still going on.
Oh,
it's still going on. Jesus said, they asked him, where shall all these things be? Yeah, Morocco is not Africa, yes. Not Africa, yes. So they asked in Luke 21, where shall this, they showed the temple, how beautiful the temple that Herod built, how beautiful it was and everything like that. Jesus said, I tell you, the day is coming. Where there shall be no stone left upon one another of this so-called beautiful temple and all that, you know. It happened exactly as he said 40 years later in AD 70. Titled the Roman general put down and burned the temple and all that. We know that. Upon that, famine, he said that. Pestilence, he said. Earthquake, he said. In diverse places, the Lord said, and so on. And they happened and so forth. So prophecy is marching on. When you hear of earthquake, the Lord is, he said, the Lord is coming. And he said, what have been the signs of your coming? And then the end of the world. Then he named famine. He named earthquake in diverse places. Well, and this one that happened here, that has happened since 120 years. It's when it happened last in this area of the world. Jesus said in diverse places. When you hear this, he said, lift up your head, our redemption dwells now. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Brethren, we are living at the end of the age. This is the final age. Israel has become a nation. This year it became 75 years old that it became a nation. One of the greatest prophecies in the old Bible, prophecy of Daniel and so on, the book of Revelation. That generation has seen Israel become a nation again. Luke 24 said that they shall fall by the edge of the sword. And they shall be dispersed into all nations until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. When they come back, that is the fulfillment of the time of the Gentiles. We are living on borrowed time, brother and sister. We are living on borrowed time. And it's warning also that it doesn't come upon us unaware. They can be making world peace until whatever we want, until the Prince of Peace comes. Praise the Lord. Even though they're talking about the authenticity of the Bible, the infallibility of the Bible, right now in Israel, they discover the Sea of Siloam. Remember how he told the blind man to go and wash his face in the Sea of Siloam? Now the archaeologists, they found the distribution of it before, they now open it up now. One man said, geography confirmed the scripture. History confirmed the scripture. So they are going to open up the Sea of Siloam for people coming to visit Israel anytime from now. That means, I'm saying, I don't know how much water is there, but they see, they were digging down, they see about past them and so on. They even tell me the news, I think the Jerusalem Post, something like that, you know. So where Jesus opened the eye of the blind and so on. Right there. So this is geography confirming God's word, and the history confirming God's word. So they're going to be opening for actually, I mean, for people to come out. If you come to Israel, you can now go to the Sea of Siloam. They're going to open it up now. Prophecy is matching up. They can come anytime for the bride. Don't forget, talking of 7 years and so forth, the bride goes up before, I mean, we believe the 7 year coming out of Daniel, we believe in the middle of that 7 year period, the bride will go, right? Mm-hmm. So let us open our eyes and not, you know, like in Matthew 65, don't forget in verse 10 of it, they that were already went in, right? Mm-hmm. That's right. They didn't hate anybody, and they are still in people, they're going to come in the tribulation, right? Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. So let us be ready, because that's what he is saying at the end of the age. So this money, more than conquerors. Praise the Lord. More than conquerors. You know, there was a king that lived in Britain. His name was called Richard the Lion-Hearted. That was his name. This king was a fierce king. He won battle after battle. He never lost a single battle. There came this mother of battles, when all the European kings now guard against the king of England. You know, the most formidable enemy has ever met and so forth. And Richard the Lion-Hearted became so fearful, he had to declare a retreat. He had to declare a retreat. Never happened in all of his military career and so forth. He has a very beloved servant that always go with him, ride with him in battle all the time and so forth. Oh, this servant was so sad. Richard the Lion-Hearted retreating from the battle. So this guy took courage. And nobody will ride behind him. He put his horse right behind Richard and say, Richard, remember who you are. Amen. Say, remember who you are. Then Richard the Lion-Hearted. That was struck him, struck his heart. Me retreating. Then immediately he gave a counter command. No more retreat, proceed to conquer. Praise the Lord. Well, at the word of his servant. So it says proceed to conquer, and all that, you know. So he was compelled to remember who he was. That servant reminded him who he was. He never lost a battle before, never retreated. And Richard the King, Lion-Hearted, changed his motive. Immediately, the battle changed, and he still won. Praise the Lord. So this morning, you know, you are more than conqueror as a Christian. So remember this morning who you are. Put your name a few of them, and as a Christian, who you are. We forget who we are many times when we are in the battle with the enemy, and we forget who we are. But the Holy Ghost keep on telling you to show you who you are. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So learn to respect what God has placed within you. You see? And many scriptures reveal to us who we are in Christ. So, more than conquer this morning. So let us see who we are in Christ. To take week to tell you who you are. Come through the Bible. To see that you are more than conqueror. So that you know. Okay, let's see who we are right now. Like, you see, they called him King Richard the Lion-Hearted, right? And they said that he was compelled to remember who he was. Who he was, a mighty conqueror. A king who had never known or accepted defeat. As I described him. So you too, you are more than conqueror. You don't have to accept any defeat. Praise the Lord. Amen. Talking of being kings, right? Revelation 1:6. Who are you in Christ? Christ has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. That's who he has made you. Whether you feel it, God has nothing to do with feeling. God says so, that's what it is. Amen. Praise God. God says so, I believe, that's who I am. You know, so now, at the matter of two or three witnesses, so in Revelation 5:10, so I didn't make a mistake in Revelation 1:6. I'm telling you again, Revelation 5:10, it says this. He has made us unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We shall read on the Bible says, that's who you are, you know, kings and priests of the living God. Even Romans 5:17 says this. If by For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, taking it by Adam, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. You are called to be a Christian to reign in life. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are called in Christ to reign in Christ. Who are the people? Those who receive abundance of grace. How are you? Ephesians 2:8. By grace are you saved through faith, right? You are the one that receives abundance of grace. You are called to reign in life by the Lord Jesus Christ. So abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. What said the scripture in 1 Corinthians 1:30? Christ was made unto you wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. That's you as a child of God. So those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness are reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. You know? Now, so we are kings and priests, chosen by God, not by man, not elected by man, by the populace. No, God Almighty chose you to be king and priest. 1 Peter 2:9 says that. Let me read that to you. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people, that ye should show for the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. What a wonderful place to be as a Christian. You know, something that you know. I believe in Colossians, in the first chapter, he said, who deliver us from the power of darkness and has translated us to the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. That's when you are in Christ. More than conquerors, you know. I said that you know in Christ. So, be bold in the Lord Jesus, in the word of God. Now, in John 15, say he chose you, right? No, you are not elected by man. No. God, the creator, chose you to be king and priest. In John 15, 16, I have chosen you. I ordained you. So not in man. We are not chosen by man to be kings and priests. God himself chose us to be like that and so on that, you know. I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. That's in your Bible. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father, it's yours. It's yours for the taking. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, the most wonderful name in the whole universe. The name, I think it's in Philippians 2:9, God has given him a more excellent name. And so at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, of beings in heaven, of beings on earth, and even beneath, at the name of Jesus, and it's yours for you. It's mine. He gave it to us. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, we were not redeemed to be defeated, but to conquer. And to be more than conquerors. Romans 8:37 says this. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. No matter what you face, no matter what you face, remember the word of the Lord. In all these things, he knows we are going to face things. You know by now, but the thing is this, in all of them, you are more than conquerors. Amen? Know who you are. Remember who you are in Christ. In any situation, in any circumstances, like Richard, the lion-hearted, maybe that's like the Holy Ghost telling you. No, remember who you are. You see, in all these things, you are more than conquerors through him that loves you. Now, we are children of God. We are very dear to him. Our joint, not even just children, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Remember who you are. Romans 8:16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That we have many kids stop. They don't follow the next verses, right? That's why they stop, you know. Now, verse 17 says, and if children, then heirs. See? Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So remember who you are in Christ Jesus. Under all circumstances, the thing is, God says, you are more than conqueror. Don't see yourself defeated. Never look at defeat. Never retreat. Whatever God puts in your heart to do, don't retreat no matter what difficulty you face. Amen?
Yeah.
It could be your business. It could be anything God did in your heart to do. God is interested about everything about you. And you're going to face opposition. When God starts you with something, show me one person in the Bible that God starts to do something that doesn't face opposition. I don't know any such a person in the whole Bible. I don't know it. So, you be tested and so forth. You stand your ground. No in your own heart. No retreating. You declare to conquer. And through our Lord Jesus Christ, victory is yours all the time. Amen. Who causes us to triumph always. That's what the Bible says. Not sometimes, but always. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we are who God says we are. We are the branches of the living vine. Even as our Lord himself said in John 15 verse 1, the Lord says, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. I want to see how inseparable you are from Christ as a Christian. You become inseparable. In one place, he said, I have planted them in the palm of my hand, right? And nobody can pluck them out of my hand, he said. You know? So he showed that he and the Father, they are one. Then he said, they are planted in the palm of my Father, and nobody can pluck them. I don't have that scripture here, but it's in there. Anyway, so in John 5, in John 15, 5 now, he has said, I'm the true vine, right? And my Father is husband. And then he said in verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. Can you see that? Integrated with Christ as a child of God, you know. So, John 15 is a very fascinating and, inspiring, you know, chapter in the Bible. I just always love it and so for that, you know. And so it's just wonderful. I think in verse 3, I love verse 3, it says, you are clean through the word that I speak unto you. It is God's word that really makes sense. And the blood of Jesus set up from all sins. Praise the Lord. So you are clean through the word in verse 3 of that chapter, you know. Beautiful chapter of all God's Holy Spirit, right? So we are the temple of the living God. Remember who you are when you face a circumstances or any time at all. Remember who you are. 2 Corinthians 6:16. Ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them. He promises. And walk in them. And I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Don't let any deluded devil talk you out of who you are. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Speak what God says about you. Thought will come to you. It comes to everybody. 2 Corinthians 7:5. Casting that imagination. They will come. And every idol that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And break into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It comes to all of us. Thoughts come to Christ. It comes to anybody. But he gave you the solution to it. Cast them down. They are of no consequence. Amen.
Amen.
You hold to the word of God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's a liar and father of lie. A life of the there's no truth in him. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So hold to the word of God under any circumstances. And you are more than conquerors. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, what can we do in Christ? Almost all things. We can do all things. Whatsoever needs to be accomplished, you can do it. You know, the Lord Jesus gave us the ability to do all he commanded us to do. So that we can say with Apostle Paul, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's who you are. You can do all things that God wants you to do. But don't forget, always through, we fail when we try to do it ourselves. You know, in that same John 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. But with me, you can do all things. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's the secret, brother and sister. It is through him.
Amen.
I know in Acts chapter 3, you know, at the beautiful gate, you know, the crippled man who a 40-something year old man never walked before, you know, where there came one day, maybe had faith enough to be healed, I think. I know because they always go there at 3 p.m. at the hour of prayer. So this time around and so on, that day he got his healing and so forth. Then people were wondering, what happened? Peter said, look, why are you marveling, you people? Not by our holiness or by anything that we do, but his name, through faith in his name, was this man made whole and received the strength that you see right here in him. Now, it's that name. Praise the Lord Jesus. The name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we can do all things through him. Anyway, So we see, you can do all things. Whatever God wants us to do, you can do it through our Lord Jesus Christ. What do we have in Christ? I'm going to spend the whole day to do that. What do we have in Christ? Let me say to you, in one simple sentence here, in 1 Corinthians 3:21, towards the end of it, for all things are yours. Amen. That's all. See, all things are yours. That's what the Bible says. God says to about it. All things are yours. Now, let me say a few things of what we really have in Christ. After saying all things, right? We have redemption. In Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption. That's who you are. Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We are not the Hebrew religion anymore. Where every year the high priest to come and sacrifice for the people. No. By one perfect sacrifice, he has perfected forever we who are sanctified. Praise the Lord. We become dead unto sin. We are alive unto righteousness. Praise the Lord. He himself is our righteousness, like I said before. So anyway, so we have redemption through his blood. Colossians 1:14. He said the same thing to you. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So like I said before, then I quoted 1 Corinthians verse 30, which I have it here. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. So Christ is your wisdom, right? He's made unto you righteousness. Christ is your righteousness. That is, it's your righteousness. And sanctification and redemption. The same Christ is the power of God. The same Christ is the wisdom of God. That's in 1 Corinthians 1:24. But unto them which are called, which is you and I, are all the are all of God's children, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God. It made unto you wisdom and righteousness. Now what else do we have in Christ? You can't even ever number them. We have inheritance. You know, thank God for this heavenly thing. But we have inheritance in heaven. Let me give you some scriptures here. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. Have inheritance. See? You, who you are in Christ. Remember who you are. You know? Partakers of the inheritance of the... You know, when the children of Israel, the Old Testament, as I always say here, is the new one, conceived really, you know, when they moved from Egypt and so forth to the promised land, they were given inheritance by land and so forth. As a Christian, our inheritance is in heaven, amen? Praise the Lord. Anyway, say that the other way. Colossians 3:23. And whatever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For ye serve the Lord Christ. Talking about we have inheritance, you know, in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are more scriptures to that inheritance, as you know. In Ephesians 1:11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. You see? Being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. We have already obtained it, waiting for you in heaven. I will show you more scriptures to that event, you know. We already have inheritance waiting for you in heaven. We'll get to it later, you know. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye had the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Do you know that you are sealed with the Holy Ghost? Bible says so. Praise the Lord. God sealed his own, so that I can't get to it. And pretty soon he will see his own too. The devil will see his own, right? And that is the sign of perdition. When it happens, it could happen anytime in this nearest future and so on. All the events happening in the world today are accumulating to that man of sin who has been behind the scene. One of these days, he will remove the mask. He's working underneath the backsliding church, you know, and so that, you know. And he's working with politics, he's working with commerce. Daniel 8:25 says that he will make Christ to prosper at his time. All these are happening underneath and all that, you know. Anyway, we are sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise unto the day of redemption. The Bible tells us right there and told us, you know. Verse 46, this one, as wonderful as the gift of the Holy Ghost is, that is even just the earnest of our inheritance. Talking about our inheritance, right? Which is the earnest of our inheritance unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. More on our inheritance. Hebrews 9:15. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgression that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Oh, you are called. He called you. He called you. He chose you, right? That's who you are, right there. Receive the promise of eternal, inheritance. Now, we are even told more about that eternal inheritance in 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance, see what I'm talking about, incorruptible and undefiled. Talking about what we have in Christ. Can't even number there. Say all things are yours anyway. And they're undefiled. And that faded not away, reserved in heaven for you. See who you are? In Christ and so forth, Now, what do we have in Christ? We have life. John 5:24. Who are you in Christ? You have life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, you heard it and you heard his word, and the believers of him that sent me has everlasting life. Yeah, we have everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. You have passed from death unto life as a Christian, as a child of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord Jesus. I don't care. All the good what of the world means nothing to me compared to what we have in Christ. Praise the Lord. And all things are ours. Anyway, in 1 John 5:12, he that has the Son has life. See, you have life. Say we have life, right? Bible says we have life because we have the Son. See? John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So we have life. We have eternal life, the Bible tells us, and it's given to us. John 3:15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. The very first scripture we know, right? In coming to Christ. But have everlasting life. We have everlasting life because we are his children. In John 10:28. And I give unto them eternal life. See? And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Never, I don't know that I put that scripture right there. Pluck it out of his hand. But it's there. See? I give unto them eternal life. As who you are, you have eternal life. Not that you will, as a Christian, you do have eternal life. Praise the Lord. Want to see more scripture? 1 John 5:11. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. Not that he will, he has given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. You say you will. You have eternal life because you have Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus. And that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Talking of what we have in Christ, and we have life. We have eternal life. He gave it to us. Now, do you know what else you are? You are the salt of the earth. Jesus said, as a Christian, you are the very salt of the earth. Matthew 5:13 says so. You are the salt of the earth. Now, not even only that, I can go on forever to tell you who you are in Christ this morning, but I don't know, led by the Holy Ghost, sample of who you are, in Christ and so on. Knowing who you are, we have life and we are life. We have life and we are life. In John 8:12, here's what the Lord said. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. We are his children, so we are following him, we have the light of life. In John 9:15, the Lord said again, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. So, having said all those things, then it turned around to you and I. In 1 John 4:17, we are told, toward the end of that verse, Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. Amen? Say, I am the light of the world, right? Bible says, as he is, so are we. Praise the Lord. No wonder in Matthew 5:14, he says, ye are the light of the world. See? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father in the heaven. So you are light and you have the light of life. Bible says, no. Remember who you are. Just earlier this morning, some of the innumerable things that we are in. We have power. You see? We have power as a Christian. In Acts 1:8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. You are able to witness because you have power of the Holy Spirit. Amen? That's how you are able to witness. Praise the Lord. You know, before you begin to witness at all, you rose for the dead, you say, tarry in the city of Jerusalem. You are able to witness for Christ because you have power. So, power above any other power in the whole wide world. It's within you. It's resident in you. Who you are in Christ, right? So, because of that power that he gave you, for the Holy Ghost, we are his witnesses. And so on like that, and more about the power that we have in Christ. In Luke 10:19, talking about power, you have power, we have power. As Christians, many of the time, Satan will scare God's children because they don't know who you are. They forgot who we are. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, over all of it. Call it sickness, call it affliction, whatever Satan may bring across your way, Jesus said, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy. There is nothing Satan can come off it against you that you are going to see power to overcome it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I said that nothing that can break across your way that Christ hasn't empowered you to overcome. He's not a hireling shepherd. He is a good shepherd, amen?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. He is a good shepherd, I'm telling you. Anyway, all the power of the enemy and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Take with you every day. Walk, even in Mark 16, the Great Commission and so forth. And this time shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils and so forth. Take up serpents, he said. Even if they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Can I even talk more about that and so on that, Now, in Matthew chapter 9 and the rest of the Gospel, Bible says when they enter his own city, they leave Nazareth and so forth, they bring unto him a paralyzed man. All the matter said was that, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. That's what he said. He was paralyzed, right? And they brought it to the Lord. And he saw their face. All he said was, Jesus always treats sin and disease together. Just eliminate them. Amen? Praise the Lord. Can you imagine a man paralyzed? All he said was, that sins are forgiven. Be of good cheer, he said. Then the scribes and the Pharisees blasphemed, he said. Blasphemed. Then the Lord answered them. He knew their heart. Then he told them in Matthew 9:6. But that she may know that the Son of Man has power. I'm talking about saying we have power, right? I know I'm going to that one. That she may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, sir. Then said he to the sick of his party, arise, sir, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. That's what he said. Do you know that you as a Christian, not only are you being empowered, to have good health, the Bible said that and so forth. In 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. And also, do you know that you have had to forgive sins too? Oh, you mean so? Yeah, absolutely. In John 20:23, when he wrote from the dead, you have power to forgive sins. Everybody, let me read it to you. He says, whosoever sins, you remit, they are remitted unto them. And also, ever since ye retain, they are retained. Talking to the believer, right? You know, remember who you are in Christ. Many of them are obscure. Because we don't study the scripture enough. Or we forget them. That what the Holy Ghost is able to, when he shall call, meaning the spirit of truth, he will put you in remembrance of all the things I have taught you. That what the Holy Ghost comes to do. He won't talk about himself, he will speak about me, he will glorify me, the Lord said, you know. And put you in remembrance. So, talking about part of forgiveness in James 5, I don't have that word here. Any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. And then pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. He said in that chapter of James chapter 5. And they said the prayer of faith shall save the sick and so on. And the Lord will raise him up, he said in that chapter. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Part of forgiveness. Jesus said, he did that together. Forgiveness of sins and healing together and so on. Take that bed, he said, the passing man. Be of good cheer, that sin and forgive him. And they were murmuring, oh, blasphemy. No. Bible says in John 14:12. You know, he that believeth on me, the work that I do shall he do. Everything he did, he dedicated to the church. So, the prayer of faith will heal the sick. And the Bible, you have power in the name of the Lord Jesus to heal the sick. That's what he said in Mark chapter 16, right? So, not only the pastor, not only the preacher, evangelist, all that believe have that power. If they want to use it, right? You can have things that you don't use, right? But it's yours. You also used to use or not, and so on, that, you know. But it's there for you, who you are, right? In Christ, remember who you are. You can lay hands on the sick. And if they believe, they will recover. You know, that's all there is to it, you know. There's nothing to it. It's so simple. And the Bible talking about the simplicity which is in Christ, right? God in simplicity. He's so making it so simple that we miss him a billion times and so on. Thinking that it has to be complex. No. My body is light and my yoke is easy. Matthew 11. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, just reminding all this morning, so many things about us. Talking about having power, right? Power over sickness, yes. Not only can you get power to be healed, when you are praying for and you believe the Lord, you can even lay hands on the sick and they will recover. It's your privilege in Christ. You are authorized to do that, You have power to get wealth. Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. In the New Testament, what is the covenant? Preaching the gospel. Amen? Praise the Lord. That is the covenant of the new church, of the church age, and all that, So you have power over many things, power over all the power of the enemy, power over sickness, power to get wealth. They are all there for you. Remember who you are. More than conqueror in all of the affairs of this life. You have heirs. You have heirs in Matthew 8:17. Himself, the Lord Jesus, took our infirmities, reminding us whom we are. See? Himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. He did it. In 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. Past tense. I thought I wrote about it in 53 of the chapter and all that, It is done. We just have to accept, know who you are. You were healed 2,000 years ago. You have to accept it. One atonement, one sacrifice. This is all. In Galatians 3:13, we are told Christ has redeemed us for the cause of the Lord, being made a cause for us. Call this sickness, call this sin, and so they are all taken care of, So you are here 2,000 years ago, act on the word of God. See, the prayer of faith, the save the sick, and the Lord does the raising up. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Not we, not Peter says, not by our holiness, not by anything we know how to do, but his name, faith in his name. And it works today, it will never lose its power. Now, the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, so we have peace. But we must use them though. We have peace. Reminding you what you have. In Isaiah 26, see the prophesying of Christ. Verse 3. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Amen. At the opening service, the prayer, the opening prayer that he prayed, that we throw away all distractions and just put our heart on him, right? That's right. I like that prayer. So now, so thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Now, you see this war, they will make you divide your mind in million, billion ways every passing day. Your mind walking up and down and so on. Satan, you are not careful. The flesh will keep your mind busy. Satan will keep your mind busy on everything but the word of God. So that's where discipline comes now. And the grace of God will set your heart upon the Lord. He guarantees you. Just set your heart upon him. Forget about everybody else. He is the one that really matters and so on, that, you know. And then the next verse says, even more on that one and so on, that he said, verse 4, trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength, he says. So we have peace. Even he told us himself when he came in John 14:27, peace I live with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Why don't you just memorize this scripture? I know we know them. And use them. Trouble comes all the time. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. Amen. Whose report are you going to believe? That threat me over there. That threat over there. Which one are you going to believe? I believe the Lord's report. Amen. Who has believed our report? Unto who is the hand of the Lord revealed? Amen. The only thing that we never fail is the word of God. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away. My word can never pass away. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You are not taking any risk by believing every word of God. You are being blessed and super blessed. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If he said by his side, you are healed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let every man be a liar and let God be true. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is God and he can never die. You know, we preached a sermon here not too long ago. You know, the infallibility of God's word. You know, it says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. What does that mean? Before there was any star created, before there was any word created, out of the eternal throne of God proceeded the Logos. The word and so that, you know, before in the eternity behind us, before anything was ever, the Logos out of the throne of God. Never can change. Can't change. You say, I'm the Lord and I change it not. That's what he says today. And when this age is passed away, that's what will remain the same. Can't change. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You can rest upon that word. Whose man can you rest upon? Man can lie, but God can never lie. Say, I am the Lord. One thing that God cannot do, God can never lie. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So praise God. Sometimes we can trust our friends. We can trust our whosoever. It may be our friend. What about the word of God? Praise the Lord Jesus. Anyway, so let us rest in his word. You are more than conquerors. You are not redeemed to be defeated. Amen.
Amen.
You are called to be an overcomer. And he encouraged us throughout the church age. I don't have time right now. In every church age, he that overcometh, as I also overcame. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is what he wants for you and I. He didn't call you to be defeated. No. To overcome, as he also himself overcome. Praise the Lord. Now, no matter what. Now, to overcome. Now, this is. We have joy. Again, you see, depending on whether we give them or not, but you have joy. He gave it to you. He didn't say I will give you joy. He gave it to you already. Let's see a few scriptures here. In John 15, back to John 15 again, 11. These things have I spoken unto you. That my joy, I always like that. See, my joy might remain in you. And that your joy might be full. Not even half or 99% full of it. He wants your joy to be full. So when you're not full of joy, set your eye upon him. Search your soul. What is it, Lord? You know, and so that, you know. If you come, but know, you can quickly grab what belongs to you and reminding you who you are. Remember who thou art. Jesus has given you joy, amen? And he wants your joy to be full. John 17:13. This is, I speak in the world. That they, praying, he was praying there, that they might have my joy. I also like that. You know, my joy fulfilled in themselves the joy of the Lord. Jeremiah said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The joy of the Lord. There are all kind of joy. How much is joy of the Lord? Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyway, in Psalm, even David writing about the joy in Psalm 5:11. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Once you are trusting the Lord, you can rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. See, he gave you joy. Use it. Psalm 32 verse 11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, sir. I will show that you are the righteousness of the Lord. He that knew no sin was made sin for you and I, that you might become the righteousness of God in him. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. He is talking about you right here. Rejoice, ye righteous, sir, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Psalm 132 verse 9. Let that priest be clothed with righteousness. Now thank God the Holy Ghost put it in divine order. He has shown us that we are kings and priests, right? Praise the Lord. So the priest, that doesn't mean the Old Testament priest alone. Praise God. We are kings and priests. Let our priest be clothed with righteousness. And let our saints shout for joy. Now let me put one more there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16. Rejoice evermore. You see, no, oh God, if you know my situation, then if you know my way, what I'm facing, the person that God used to write that scripture probably wrote that from prison. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So what complaint do we have? We can't even come near what they went through to bring to us the word of God. See? Blessed be the name of the Lord. You can do all things through Christ Jesus, blessed you. By rejoicing, you come out quicker of any trouble you may find yourself in. Eh? Praise the Lord. By not rejoicing, you are prolonging it. that's it, you know? So that's it. You know, right there. When God says rejoice, that's the reason I rejoice. Whether I feel or I don't feel, it makes no difference, amen? Jesus says to rejoice, amen? That is good, amen? It's going to work out good. We have financial, let me just put one more, I'm going to close right now. We're going to spend forever to talk about who, to remind you and me who we are in Christ. Let me put one here. We have financial, you have financial security, you do. Why? Because God says so, right? I already read to you Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. You ready? You have it. It is the Lord that gave it, right? So you have financial security in the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me put a more scripture here. Financial security and success are starting when you stand on God's promise to supply all your needs. He told us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Those are no idle words. There is no idleness in God's word. Amen? Praise the Lord. His word is eternal. It can never change. Amen? You agree with the word of God and go to work. Praise God. Just agree with his word. So the key scripture here is in Philippians 4:19. But my God, you push your God. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, he said. So let your confession. I can't, there are 9 words in that sentence. So let your confession be there are 7 words. He says, my God shall supply. Oh, these are 7 words, right? Let your confession always be those 7 words. My God shall supply all my need. Confess it day by day, wherever you are, whatever situation you are finding yourself, keep saying the word of God. When you do, those words will put you over any circumstances, amen? It will put you over all the time. But you will keep on saying it, that devil, if Bible says, if he go up and down, almost never sleeping, and always discouraging, why don't you speak the word of God all the time too, you know? And you're going to defeat him all the time by the word of God. They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Not my word, the word of God in your mouth, amen? Praise be the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So now, regardless of the condition of the economy, say to yourself, my God shall supply all my need. Regardless of the size of my bank account, I still trust in God. My God shall supply all my need. When financial embarrassment shuts me in the face, my God shall supply all my need. Regardless of the tight money situation, my God shall supply all my needs. In spite of past financial failures, my God, it's a new day now, my God shall supply all my needs. Those 7 words, right? When things appear all wrong, those 7 words, my God shall supply all my needs. When things appear all right, I still say the same thing, my God shall supply all my needs. Wherever I am in life, my God shall supply all my needs. Learn to say those 7 words under all circumstances. Whether it is for your health, my God shall supply all my needs. As well as you know. Now, let me put one more tweet here. Just who, remember who you are this morning, more than conquerors. That's what we are talking about. In Christ Jesus our Lord, we have all things that pertain to life and godliness. In 2 Peter 1:3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby I give unto us exceeding great and precious promises. I've been naming some of them all morning long. Great and precious promises, that by these promises ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through love. So wrapping up this morning, just to let us know, to remind ourselves that in all this after this life, we are more than conquerors through him that love us. We are still, I believe it's in 1 John. Yeah, I'll get to it later, or maybe any with that verse and some of that, you know. Now let's see here. As Christians, we are more than just being forgiven sinners. That's part of our redemption. Our sins are forgiven. You know, they are going to the sea of forgetfulness and so forth. In fact, in the book of John, 1 John, the first chapter and so forth, he said, they can never sin. Why? See, because the seed is in death. Praise the Lord. That's what he says. 1 John, the chapter, go and read it for yourself and so that, you know. If a child of God sins, he knows about it, quickly repairs. And we don't go about sinning and say, well, shall we continue to sin and grace may abound? No. No, we pass from death unto life. Hey, he cannot sin because the seed is in death. You see, so that's what he says in 1 John, right there. Anyway, so we see. We are here, like I said before, in wrapping this one up, we are here of God and joined here with Christ. All that Christ has belongs to you, it belongs to me. Remember who you are in Christ. And so we see that there. Now, rise in the midst of your battles. We are all in a battle as a Christian. Ephesians 6 says you and I, we do not rest against flesh and blood. We are resting against principalities, against power, against spiritual wickedness in high places, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. But bless God, it is tough there. We are empowered. We have the evidence of salvation. We have the breastplate of righteousness. We are the righteousness of God. If he accuses you, tell him, Jesus is my righteousness. Amen? He's accuser of the brethren, right? Don't let him have the last word. Amen? You give me the last word. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Jesus is my righteousness. Amen? The accuser of the brethren, let him defeat you. He is defeated. He's a defeated foe. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. You overcome him, the word of God. Don't use your own word. Now, your word will be no match to it. You know, it's calling and all that, you know. It is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. In all the temptations and so on, the Lord said, it is written, right? The Lord showed us how to do it. Praise the Lord. And he can even manipulate, he can twist the word of God. Be careful now to understand the scripture, right? He can even come and twist the scriptures and so on you. But when you know the scripture, you step and say, Satan, it is written, this is the right, this is the scripture and so on. Bible says he will flee. Anyway, so in the midst of our battles, just remember who you are. That is the message. More than conquerors, right? Don't accept defeat. Defeat may come and tear you right in the face. Refuse to accept it, isn't it? Jesus said, whatever you bind on earth can be bound in heaven. One version says, whatever you refuse on earth can be refused in heaven, isn't it? Praise the Lord. So don't accept defeat of anything that belongs to you. God is holding your hand. Boldly stand a halt to your retreat. Vicious, the lion hearted, right? No, it's that someone that kind of a Holy Spirit reminding him who he was. Remember who you are. And so then he started a horse to the retreat. Remember the retreat? More than conquerors, he said as well. Sound a new note to me. In any situation, sound a new note of advance and conquering through our Lord Jesus Christ. Never retreating, never giving up. No, 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 no. Yes, you are more than conquerors through Christ who indwells your life. You are an overcomer, amen? Praise the Lord. I put that scripture here, the last one here, 1 John 5:4. I say you are an overcomer. Bible says, that's what it means. Bible says so. See who you are, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen? Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are glad that as you are, so are we in this world. Lord God, he has dedicated authority to us. Omnipotence is in our hands. And that omnipotence is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. By it we get our prayers answered. By it, then we serve. They feel in every direction using that name. You know, with faith in our mouth. I mean, our faith, you know, using that name, you know, in our prayer and so forth. Casting out demons and so forth, you know. And every day bound as you give that name, we are more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we go ahead this morning, marching with our head lifted up. Satan, he said, he bruised Satan under your feet already. He did already. March over each ashes by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you not say in Isaiah, I am holding your right hand, say unto you, fear not, sir. Amen. I am with you. Do not afraid now. Be not be dismayed. I am thy God. I will never leave you nor forsake thee. And with you always to the end of the age, have your head lifted up. And I will give you all the glory. Thank you for showing who we are. And the Holy Ghost this morning will help every one of us to enforce that. To take her. Bible says the kingdom of God suffereth violence. And the violence has to take it by force. Spiritual force of our Lord Jesus Christ. By which his name, by which every knee shall bow. That's our own fault. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank thee, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We glorify thy name. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.